Let us pray.
Ai αριφάβαξη και δούκκο.
Place your hand on your eyes.
Ατοβεο μάσνον πανανόα.
And ask God to open your eyes.
Και μαγατάμνα δε μάτσα νου κατά μάσνόα.
In the realm of the spirit.
Αον τούτουλουν ιαραπανά.
Because the Bible says in Isaiah 42 that who is blind but my servant.
Asatia was isn't in the mantle of Nisaya to Farum Befapula, Isa was isn't Samba, Sampanukva.
Lord, open my eyes.
Who was Kafu Maskwa?
Give me wisdom and revelation.
Amil Wafa Yenina Spanabarana.
Thank you for your blessing.
Sotan of Sita Inawa.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Today, I want to thank all the pastors and the board members who are here.
And one day, so many pastors are here, and as you can see, we have been able to get one.
God bless you all. I see Bishop Patrick, who is our board member.
It is good. Bishop Patrick, and his son.
God bless you, Bishop Patrick.
I have been able to get one. I have been able to get
And I also see Pastor Eddie.
He's
also been a great supporter. Thank you. I'm getting to know more people in Antananarivo.
Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Insu.
The Pastor Insu Yankua.
Now,
so
I am going to share with you about something strange. I don't think you have the book here. Do they have the new books? Okay. So, my message is the church must send or it will end.
Amen.
First Peter 4:7.
Peter Foluana cut set.
The title of this message is the church must send or it will end.
Antitra antia afatis antewe singuna na titsmaitsy manirak ratsanya mfarana.
It's also a book.
Mukankule izy a.
You can take books as notes for preaching.
Afakaresina ankom boky a otrany note no zany fitoriteny anao.
Like when you hear preaching, then these are the notes.
Tereva
help to remember.
Ke manape tsika itatidy anko a reny zany.
So it is a book.
Please.
So I would encourage you to receive this book. Amen. Now, 1 Peter 4:7 says, the end of all things is at hand. Amen. The end of all things is at hand. So, things end. The sound was perfect. I don't know why you are fiddling with what is working on stage. Things end. Amen.
Amen.
Your church can end. Your ministry can end. Your life can end. How many want it to end?
All
right. So, this little teaching. I just want to... Hello? Yes. This is a teaching that is very, very important. What causes the end to come?
Can you
hear me at the back? What makes things end? Amen.
Amen.
So I want us to look at a number of things that have ended. Amen.
And
God is going to bless us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lucifer. I want us to look at the end of Lucifer's ministry.
Lucifer is answer it for Luana. You can know I eat away one and Nefara Nesafan Pun Lucifer.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, today I want you to know that God is speaking to you personally.
And one tiku fata charua and a manta tenam tenem no manuka na michi and one.
So just listen carefully to what I'm not shouting, I'm just preaching.
So, number
one is the end of Lucifer's ministry.
Who
was Lucifer?
Is Lucifer.
The Bible says in Ezekiel 28, verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have said this so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Ye nausis de kerubima fo usta se manalk fa votendriko enao teo tendrombohitra Masin'Andriamanitra teo amin'ny vato mirehitra nitsangatsangananao.
But his ministry ended.
Fanfarana ny asa fanompony.
Satan knows the anointing. Because he was anointed. Anointed people recognize anointed people. Some years ago, Benny Hinn came to Ghana. He came to our church. How many years ago was that? Some years ago. Maybe 8 years. 11 years ago. Okay. But he didn't really know me. Even though he was just invited to speak on one day. One of the days that I was with him, he was talking out alone with me and somebody about the anointing.
And
he kept on sharing and saying that some people need the anointing. Some people. Then suddenly he turned to me and he said, "You are already anointed."
And
he repeated it. You are anointed. He didn't need to pray for me. He didn't want to. I mean, just you are anointed.
The water net similar for Vakawana, is na we anointed. If a water net for Fatane for Wulbus,
because anointed people can recognize and are conscious of it. It's like a smell of a perfume, something that you are used to. So you smell it, you know it.
Ny olombo osotra tonga dia malala ny osotra satria taka ny fofona lizy taka ny parfum lizy tonga dia ohatra ny hoe eno tonga dia tsapa ny lizy hoe ty olo tiko mitondra ny
osotra. Lucifer was anointed.
Lucifer ange vo osotra.
So he recognizes anointed people.
Dia izy mahafantatra ny olombo osotra ihany koa.
And he comes after them.
Dia tonga izy manintsika an'ireny.
Yes, he smells you and he knows you. Listen.
Enuya.
Some time ago, I was standing somewhere, and then I saw a dog standing about near towards the end of these chairs.
So, nistona tanim tuerana na kraya, zurte tena luzen tena italika wotoneri amfarandi sezina italika ten.
The dog was very big and the nose of the dog was big. And I saw the dog was looking at me and the nose was moving.
Then
he would look away, then he would look at me again, then he would be moving the nose. He was trying to smell me. Who I was. Yes. You see, in the realm of the spirit, there are things that are not spoken, but you detect them. Lucifer was very anointed. He knows all about the church. And about what it is like to operate under the anointing.
They were watching a wonderful niasa wamba news.
Oh yes.
Yen.
And he was also appointed.
This kuntendren.
He was set there by God.
Yes, and the mantan na metakasi umtuerani.
Oh yes.
Yen.
Lucifer is remembered by all the angels.
Lucifer ateta titendroanzil reetan.
And how glorious he was.
And
how high he went. Until the end came. So today, everybody here who is anointed by God should know that as the end came for Lucifer, the end can come for you too.
Yes,
anyone who is anointed should look closely at
Lucifer
and know that the end of your life and your ministry can also come because Lucifer came to an end.
Why?
And so we can learn one thing from that.
He
said, for thou hast said in thine heart. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer? How are you cut down? How you are ending? Everything is over. Why? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will sit on the mount of the congregation. I will be like the Most High God. Pride.
So, is it in Andemantre? Nasira Fanendantos is Lucifer, Yin and Anton Lees, Satin Tenis, Sai Sandra, Ametakan says, Afendano Combunun and Andemanta, Freariana, Natungan Lees.
Many great churches.
Senguna Lepe Marwa.
Pastors.
Pastor Lepe Marwa.
The ministry is finished.
Sitanya Safan.
People don't come anymore.
Stunganim Lefenguna Natu.
There is no presence.
Sisfana Tienatu.
There is no power.
Sisir Tun.
Things are not as they were.
Stakan Towa Lutun Zavataretan.
Even on television.
Nam Telearan.
Many famous ministries today are not, they are a phantom. Even when they are showing on video, on television, they never show the congregation.
So, narele asafan puna lepe pande am telerina, efa tsesiwan am teletun, nulla manatkan lefivrin, sati efa vitalize, efa niena lize, efa stakan tewa lutsun.
There's no more congregation.
Sis pichamba na sam tsune om lefengunan. Na rin lefengunan de penalaza taluz renaran.
The end of Lucifer.
Lucifer and Lucifer
came through pride.
De tunga tam nelalan nyavnavn.
Everything that Lucifer said, I will do, God had another I will. So I will ascend. And then God said, I will cast you down. Lucifer said, I will sit on the throne. And God said, I will lay thee before kings. I will bring you down. Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High. God said in Ezekiel, I will bring a fire from the midst of thee to destroy you. Lucifer said, I'm going up higher. And God said, I will bring you to ashes.
Lucifer said,
Five times Satan said, I will. And five times God said, I will. Five.
Indim Satan antene sande ano anso. Te ande manta kus indim antene sande ano anso. Dim san.
Hey. Five times Lucifer said, I will in Isaiah. And in Ezekiel, God replied five times, I will also do this.
Awan bukni saya, yi Satan amteni indime sana wanso. Awan bukni Ezekiel afalina de mantwe, saku sana wanso, indim.
Yes. There are pastors today. You cause confusion and quarrels. Amen.
Amen.
Quarrels. Proverbs 13, verse 10. It says, only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride. Watch out for people who bring quarrels. Do you have such people in Madagascar? I don't think you have such people
here.
I think they are all in Mauritius. There is a law in the realm of the spirit. It says, wherever,
nice,
shall exalt himself,
mananda tantenan,
shall be brought down.
Dewa awayetis.
It's a law.
Lalan san. Yes.
And it's another law.
Demis lalana na kreku.
Whoever,
nisanis.
Whenever,
narofina.
Wherever,
nice.
Will humble himself,
manetin tenan,
shall be exalted.
Dewa sanda tis.
It's a law.
Lalan san.
It's a law that has been there before the Bible was written. And that's the law that Lucifer broke. Ask the nearest pastor, or I don't know, this is a pastor's conference. How many here are pastors? Then I'm fitting the right group. Every pastor who tries to be a big man.
Bible
says you'll be brought down. And every pastor who tries to be small man. You'll be
exalted.
Hey. So ask the nearest pastor. Are you exalting yourself somewhere? Sometimes, you see, I want to say, why are you quarreling? Or fighting with. Let them sit down. I'm not going to sit here. Let them sit down, please. You can come and sit in the front. No problem. Listen, why do pastors fight? And quarrel. Do pastors quarrel in Madagascar? On social media? Do they speak of social media fighting or
pastere to Madagascar fe un miate anem di social media sosio retan anem tamba tsusa tsera seran.
Hey. The Bible says only by pride cometh contention.
Who is it by pulwe am ny avnavna iano izy ny atonga avan fifandirana.
An assistant pastor or a pastor who is not proud, you never have an argument with your senior.
Arama ama assistant pastor ano pasera panampenao raha tsy mireharehanao a dia tsy manana fifamaliana amin'ny olona ambonina izany.
But when the pastor assistant becomes proud, especially after he has stayed there for a long time,
fa rehefa lasa mireharehana amin'izay ilay pastor mpanampy a satria efa ela izy ny teo.
Then you can start to have arguments. Oh yes. The proudest
assistants
we have to pastors. The proudest assistants to pastors.
Ni assistant rearrangement one pastor
are the pastors' wives.
Teni fatna pastera zany sai na system prayer indrindra wana pastera ray
every argument
misavatra reta ifany famalina.
Yeah, why do pastors argue with their wives?
Manina kem pastera no fa famaly am vatana.
Why? Because of the pride in the wife, not in the husband.
Satinu ny avonavona omle ramatovato fa tsy omle ranga.
Yes, not in the husband, because the husband is the head.
Satia lele langen tarki.
The husband is above. It's only when you are equal. Then you fight. But when you are down. When you are down, you say, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, please. And then you bow. Yes, please. And then you bow. I don't know how they even do it.
Check out one of the things that I'm going to do.
Yes.
Yen.
I think I'm going to Mauritius to
continue.
Because oh yes.
Yen.
Pride.
Freyarian.
Brought
Avnavn.
The end.
Avnavn tunda Sefaran.
Of Lucifer.
Sefaran Lucifer.
Many good pastors.
Miss Pastera Tsara Betaka.
Oh, your ministry would have gone long like this.
Yes. But
I want to tell you, I wrote this book, Those Who Are Proud.
Very
important book. The name of this book used to be Formula for Humility. But I've changed it to Those Who Are Proud.
Then finally, say, "Rose, me afnavn."
To prevent you from becoming proud.
Then, but
many high flying. They are nothing today.
The chin na sa rewan dwa.
Look at so many churches.
Dana gem chirfengu na namar pena rewe.
So great.
Then angiza pe.
Today they are empty.
Sozoa,
with buildings empty all over Europe.
Na le tsano ara zo manera na Europa tsisolona tsono le tsano fengonana.
Yes.
Yene.
So be careful.
Kamtandima.
The end of Lucifer.
San Sefaran Lucifer.
So that is number 1.
Same for Luanelo.
Number number two.
Faroua.
The end of Adam.
Sifarani Adam and Rezanzo.
Adam's ministry.
Nyasafampuni Adam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden. To till the ground from where he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed him at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims.
The sources in a focany alatoa etenisia are na focania tani and its nanani etenisia are na sinkero pimosis yamnatu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Adam was doing well.
Yatama tena net pimits mumbas.
God had created him and he was the Lord of the whole earth.
The andemanta na murnaja is in tupulni nanapaka tetum sotu sau.
Yes. Adam was in charge of Madagascar. You know, the first president of Madagascar was Adam.
It's Fatatou, president of Madagascar, and Adam.
Yeah. The first president of America was Adam.
And president of Luan American, yeah, Adam.
He was the president of the whole world.
He is a president, Luan Sotul Sou.
There was no challenger at all. And there were no elections. He was created as the Lord of the earth.
Wow.
But it all came to an end. And Adam became subject to demons. Today. Adam was directly speaking to God. He spent every afternoon. Look at our condition. Even when somebody says he's heard from God, we always challenge it. Because we know it is difficult to hear from God. Adam's enjoyment and his reign came to an end. Why? Because he listened to another voice. Yes. Hey. Which voice did he listen to?
Nenuni.
Number one.
Fuluani.
He listened to the voice of the devil.
Nienu sewante fulis.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not listen to the voice of devils.
Asamieno sewante fulenau.
Amen.
Amen.
You know when the devil is speaking. The voice of the devil is the voice of the accuser. The devil is accuser of the brethren. Accusations will end your ministry. If you allow it, they will stop you. From moving forward. Because you hear the voice of devils. The voice of the devil is the voice of temptation. Amen.
Amen.
Temptations. Your temptations. And the voices that come with them.
And
the voice of the devil. Jesus listened to temptations. Accusations. And he was listening to the devil. But he rejected all of them. Today, you must silence the voice of the devil. Even if it comes through a close friend of yours. Satan said to Jesus, You will not go to the cross. You will not die on the cross. Peter speaking. And Jesus said to Peter, Satan,
Satana,
get thee behind me. Pastor, can you see when the devil is speaking through your closest friend? Can you hear when Satan is speaking through your assistant? Can you see when Satan is speaking through your wife? You have to listen. Most pastors don't have discernment.
Pastera, the next man on a discernment,
that's the devil.
We santi full san.
There are times in my life I've had certain statements, and I knew it was the devil himself speaking to me.
Like,
if Satan had the chance to speak to me personally, this is what he would say. Don't listen to it.
Yes.
Don't listen to it. Amen.
Amen.
Adam listened to the devil. Then he listened to his wife. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17.
Genesis 3:17.
God said to Adam, read it because they will think I'm creating stories.
Alofa kina lisy fa otrany mamorona tantara ho nisy andiny fa 17 a Genesis 3:17 aroko izy tamin'ny Adam satria efa nenon'ny feo vadinao enao ka ninananao ny asa nandrarako anao asa inananao izany dia voahosina tany no izay nataonao fahoriana no inananao vokany amin'ny andro rehetra iainanao satria efa nenon'ny feo vadinao ianao.
Let me come nearer.
Alo sana kai kukua.
Listen.
Inuya.
You see, how many want God to really use you in a great way?
Izalumba wete na tina tino e andemanta piasa na wafumba lepezan.
If you want God to use you in a great way, He will, but there are some conditions.
Ratino andemanta piasa na wafumba kuavana.
You must be his man. God must speak to you. And you have to hear him. You have to hear anybody else. Yes. You don't have to hear any other strong voice. This is the condition. If you read the Bible, the Bible says, by a prophet. Hosea chapter 12. God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. God can use you as the prophet. And God is going to use people. But there is a condition. You must be his contact man. You must be his contact. You see, if you search for the phrase, and the Lord spake unto Moses, it appears 111 times.
And that
if you Google, and the Lord said unto Moses, it also appears another 66 times or so. The Lord said unto Moses, and the Lord spake unto them,
they are
different.
Yes.
Yes. Moses was God's contact man.
Musesia le fanera sera le ulla ifandraisan'Andriamanitra.
Not somebody else.
Sulkaf.
Nobody else can interfere with that.
Tsisinisanisa afaka manelingelina ho anelanelan'izany.
Not a man.
Sulumbel.
Not a woman.
Svevavy.
Yes.
Yin.
That's why Jesus didn't marry.
Yes. Yen.
If Jesus had married,
Rananabat Jesus,
he would have had a problem to obey God fully. I don't know why you are laughing.
Check him and in the
because on the day that Jesus was going to go to the cross, so his wife would have told him. Are you crazy? She would have spoken to Jesus in a way and told him, listen, I'm the only one who can speak sense to
you.
Jesus would have come out of his house and have told his disciples, you cannot believe how rudely my wife has spoken to me today.
Yes.
Jesus would have told his wife, no one is rude to me in this world, only you.
Yes.
That's the reality. So, if you want God to use you, sometimes when you go to have such authority like Adam, you can't listen to something else. The Bible says, and Adam hearkened to the voice of his wife. And that was the end. It's a very serious, it may sound funny, but it's a very serious
thing.
Woe to you, pastors! Please, pastor, come sit down. Woe to you, pastors, who are not following the Holy Spirit, but are listening to another person talking to you with logic and with whatever kind of ideas.
Loser, nareo pastera, say tsimien fanamasen, famien nulla akaike narewa, merakam logike soyev tamarisa karazan so.
Yes.
In.
Yes.
In.
So I pray. I have a book called The Art of Hearing.
Manana book saya kwa manana faisa na mienwa.
Where is it? Is it here somewhere? Somewhere? Somebody help me. Doctor, go just have it. Just take one box and then give it to me. If I ask.
Yes, sir. This one, sir.
Yeah. Just take it so that we don't struggle. Yeah. The Art of what? Hearing.
Faisa na mienwa.
You have to hear from God. It's your speciality. As a Christian, to know that God is speaking to you. Otherwise, your ministry will end like Adam. I'm talking about the end of ministry. Yes. Many people were doing well. Then they started to hear other voices telling them, no, this. Then they
stopped.
Yeah. You see, there are some people, they were into manifestations of the Spirit and different things, and people criticize,
then
they stop. Now they are just Bible teachers with computers and PowerPoint. And there are prophets.
They miss
who are prophesying.
Mamnani.
Calling out people's phone numbers.
Mamoka numero telephone nanulafani.
And addresses, and they know so many things.
Malala Savada Pete Pace in Lotran Usan Sisan.
People criticize. They heard another voice. Apart from the voice of God, don't be shy of what God has told you and given you. Don't be ashamed of what God has given you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is what God has also given me. He's given me my books. And my teaching. Oh yes. My teaching. That I give. Everywhere.
Nice, nice.
What I have. Ah, people criticize me. They criticize my books. But I'm going to write. I'm writing more, and then I'm publishing more.
Fa for my manura ta belafta, ar for my manatuta be. Sati zaini anak.
Yes.
Yin.
So, the end of Adam was because he listened to another voice. Are you listening to the voice of your friend?
You know,
your friend is telling you it's not a good thing to be a pastor. Tell somebody the end of Lucifer. Have you learned about the end of Lucifer? And have you learned about the end of Adam? Number three, the end of Cain. This is also what I have. These are my teachings. The end of Cain. Wow. Now, I want to show a verse. Now, Cain was a powerful man. He was the only person in town after he killed. He and his brother, they were the only two people in the whole world. Can you imagine if there are only two people in the world? I mean, you are a landowner. You have all the gold and mine. Look at how they are selling land so expensive in Antananarivo. One small piece. But Cain, he had all the whole half of the world. Now, his ministry ended on two points. Do you want to know how Cain's ministry ended? Yes. He ended when he did not give a good offering. Yes. And it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, and the Lord had respect to Abel and to his offering.
Wow.
Look, don't joke with the matter of offerings.
As I'm sang sangya, I'm resaka fanatos.
Many pastors are poor.
Maro pastera maantra.
Because they are not understanding the word of God about offerings. You see, your offering is worshiping God.
It's
part of worshiping God. So if you don't give offering well, you don't worship God well. So when Abel gave the blood offering, that is something of life that was acceptable to God, Cain did not worship. Cain did Abel worship God well, but Cain did not worship God well when it came to money.
Refa tunga msai abela na mele fanatsa na lata chawa na demanda na kastana demanda lista ti aina liza ti nekuwa kati wana tia na demanda tsara abela fa kaina kusa na mfanat ne sinekuwa katsara ti wana tia na demanda.
This is where all of Cain's problems started from, because of offerings. Do you know something God said? God said in the book of Luke, I think chapter 16, he said that if you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, it means you will not be faithful with the true riches.
You
see, as I'm walking here, right, I have both false riches and true riches. Everybody has false riches and true riches.
Samande tsoa manana we arena marna sten arena tsmarna tsikareta manana santa wolsi.
Yeah.
Yen.
Now you may want to take my false riches.
Yen also mete akan le arena tsmarna tiam kuat.
And you find I don't have any on me anyway.
Te sone va so tsise lo ati so na isane ar.
But if you really want to steal something from me,
like
what is really valuable, it's not my house, not my car, it's not my money. The real thing that is valuable that I have is the anointing. You know, without, you see, Nicodemus told Jesus, no man can do these things except God is with him.
Nicodemus intentam Jesus, ratsiandemantos is mumba tsisu lafaka no zavatra otra.
The real wealth is anointed. It is difficult to be spiritual. It's difficult to be anointed. Many pastors cannot even be spiritual. They can't even pray. They can't even wait on God. They don't even know how to relate with God. It's amazing. You want to really get something from me? It's the true riches, is the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
You know, before Reinhard Bonnke died, I met him in Brazil. Yes. Now, I have met someone who told me that he worked for Bonnke before. And how many million dollars they use every year?
$4 million.
And As I was sitting in front of Bonke the last time I saw him before he died. Not even 1 second. Not even 1 second. Not even 1 second. Did it occur to me about Bonke's financial wealth? It's nothing. That is nothing. The real thing that Bonke had was a grace. And a power. And a grace that was given to him. And he told me himself. He told me, not that I read in a book. I read in a book before and I had it with you, but he told me personally. How he went to the house of this evangelist. The day before he died. The door. And this evangelist was called what? George Jeffries.
George Jeffries, and then Arase found it is say,
and when he knocked on the door, he said the lady was so white that she filled the whole door.
Then is Ramatu is Fafiet Peato at the Sin Le Ramatuli Varavaran and a Mutranich.
She blocked the entrance to the house.
Nitrawatan.
And he asked her. Is this the house of evangelist George Jeffries?
Because
the sign was outside. She said, yes, go away. And she was going to close the door.
When
the evangelist heard it and was upstairs. And he told me. He said, let him come in. Bonke went in. He was just from Bible school. He had learned about the man.
He
was an old man. The man told him.
Kneel down.
And he prayed for him for about 30 minutes. And after that, got up. He said he saw him coming down the steps.
He
gave him a spiritual treasure. Not money. Not
money.
Not money.
It's full.
That's the real treasure.
Bonke,
who was a young boy, German boy, was now carrying that treasure.
Oh, yes.
And he ministered all over the world. So when I was sitting with Bonke, I wasn't thinking about his house in
Florida.
Or the millions of dollars that they earn in their ministry. We're just two of us at the table. I was thinking of the real riches. Oh, yeah.
You
see, that riches draws people to give you money even. Because Bonke drew millions of dollars. Oh, yes. How many want this? True riches.
Yes, I'm not okay. Milan Sanya, Arena Marna, News, just Fana Masan.
Oh, yes.
Yen.
But the Bible says,
Faudism by Paul,
a condition, for having this true riches.
Anana no one knew Arena Marnu.
Is your faithfulness with unrighteous mammon, which is your faithfulness with money.
And Fat Kinoa, Amdiara Pula, and Aleve Mamona, Smarna Lunta King.
It's a condition. If you are a thief, you are not faithful with money. You don't even work hard. You don't give offerings. And you don't do what God tells you to do. You will not be faithful when He gives you the real thing. Yes. So everyone here who is a thief, you steal church money. You will never be anointed. Yes, with real anointing. And when God expects an offering from you, and you don't give it, usually you are not going to get what real anointing is. If God tells you to honor a servant and you don't do it, you are also not likely to be anointed. One time God told me to honor Kenneth
Hagin.
When I went to church that day, he preached, he said his tithe was, I think, $28 million. $28 million tithe for the year. So that means his income was $280 million. Something like that. I'm not correct, but something like that.
$28 million.
So when God told me that I should go and also honor this servant with my small offering from Africa, I said, oh God, somebody who has $280 million in 1 year, what is my small money going to do? So I held my offering and I put it deeper into my pocket. I pushed it down. Then I went home. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me in the morning. Oh yes. God rebuked me. That's why I realized that if he says, let him that is taught in the word, Galatians 6:6, let him that is taught communicate to him that teacheth you in all good things. God told me, you have learned everything in the ministry through Kenneth Hagin, and you will not honor him.
So,
and I cried for about 1 hour. There are only about three occasions in my life I've cried for a long time. And that was one. That was one. In the morning, I took the offering from the deeper part of my pocket, I brought it to the higher part of my pocket. I wasn't interested in even listening to the preaching anymore. I didn't care what you had preached that day. All that I wanted to do was to honor him, because that's what God told me. You see, if you are not faithful with this and right with many things, you will not be faithful with heavy anointing on your
head.
In order to come, some of you will never be respected. I'm telling you. I'm not cursing, but I want you to know that you will never be respected. I'll tell you why. Because you have never got up to respect somebody else. That's why you'll never be honest. You have never honored any pastor. Or any servant of God. It is something you don't believe in. And nobody will believe in it for you. When Mary broke her alabaster box on Jesus, she was showing that Jesus, you are valuable. You are precious, that is all. It doesn't matter what it is. It is, you are precious. It was the biggest offering in the New Testament. Is that what this woman did? That's the biggest offering given in the New Testament.
Refanalen Marile tafuangna alpastar mfakinteo anatrean tsesosia teaneo izy tena sarobidy eo amasokanao andriamana iny fanatitra lehibe indrindrany ao amin'ny testamenta vaovao.
Yeah.
Eny.
Yeah. Now, the end of Cain's ministry. Number one,
voluani,
not faithful with money.
Sumatukia, I'm fanatic.
Number
arabu,
two,
faru,
fighting your brothers.
Miade amrala nao.
He fought against his own brother.
Yisengi niat tamralane ralan reta puam.
He attacked his own brother.
Ntaf ntuir nandralan.
Don't attack your fellow pastor.
Asa tafia nawa ro pastera namanau reu.
Pastors in Antananarivo.
Or pastere to Antananarivo.
Why are you fighting
Manina
with another fellow pastor?
Manina miadil sam pastere.
Church.
Sumfengunan.
What is wrong with you?
Inan sumetiam nareo kai.
You have Cain spirit, and it's going to end your ministry. Ask the nearest pastor to you, are you Reverend Cain? Do you have a spirit of Cain? Attacking,
manash,
attacking,
manuach,
your fellow minister, fellow brother, and quarreling with them, criticizing their preaching, criticizing the way they are doing their church, criticizing what they have. Why?
Famanin.
Why?
Famanin.
You are Cain.
Cain now.
Only two brothers. And you attack him and kill him.
Huh?
People have such things in Madagascar. Do pastors do such things here too?
Mano sabado sanve pastor eto Madagascar.
Hey. Ask your neighbor, are you one of those Cain Madagascan pastors?
Mam tu ti omlo ke kno ye novele pastera kaine to Madagascar e Antonio Isazavat.
You know, some of you are sitting down listening to me humbly, but it's because I'm not from Madagascar.
Nareo ha, misham nareo so yeto mpeta katsar, temieno na panetetin, satisatse veto Madagascar.
If I come to live here with you, some of you will attack me, you will attack my books, attack my preaching, attack my church.
Rasazo mpeta keto yeto Madagascar, misham mpeta ka, temisham nareo yitsanga na anafcham buku kwa, anafcham turten kwa, anafcham mumba naretan.
Because,
Sati,
you may say you are not doing it to me, but you are doing it to the person who is right here.
Sati, met satono am Christo met satono nulla mpicha kwa nila noyo.
Yes.
Yeni.
Watch out.
Tandema.
For anyone.
Once it's rayayav.
Who attacks.
Se
and fights.
Manafke smiad.
Just leave them.
Afilo saryo.
Amen.
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 Just leave them.
Afilo saryo.
God Himself will fight for you.
Ande manta tena niat wanau.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God Himself will fight for you.
Ande manta tena niat wanau.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Sodom.
Sodom.
And the end of Sodom.
Se fará Sodom andai zo.
Remember, Sodom came to an end.
Tat kiwa ni se fará Sodom.
Is that not so?
Sumar na fesan.
You've heard of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Narewe fana yenta taran Sodom as Gomor.
Yes. You know what brought an end to Sodom?
Aria mila fatatao inna ntunda fifarane wa Sodom as Gomor.
A whole city in the Bible.
Tanana remantulo on paipulia.
Ended. So the church must learn from what the word of God says. What can end everything? There are various sins in the Bible. And it is important that you address with the same concern, God's concern, what God says about sin.
Amen.
Amen. Number 5, the end of Eli's ministry. How did Eli, the man of God,
the prophet,
how did he end? His ministry came to an end. In 1 Samuel chapter
2,
God gives the reason why Eli the prophet's ministry suddenly came to a
conclusion.
All pastors here, listen.
Pastors,
listen. This is the end of Eli. He said, wherefore do you kick at my sacrifice? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29. Wherefore God says, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Amen.
Samuel of Luan took Faruan di Fatel Pulkesanus in an oven sovereign, the man in Israel, if a Fulaza Kufan Taranakos and Tarana, the non and the owner Chia commander say, Faketin Kusa would job, Sana Tiaia, Isan, Fasema Mefunata, Numek Funat, Fasemana Mafua, Wafa Parak.
Amen.
Amen.
Many ministries. And because of family respect. Eli had more respect for his biological family than for the ministry.
Yeah.
You see, ministry is a spiritual thing, it's not a family thing. But God can bless your children and your family to be in the ministry.
And
if God does that, it's a great blessing. Many ministries, especially in America and so on, are ending because the family respect, the respect for the family is more than the respect for God. What Eli did was that his hands were doing the wrong thing in the church, and he did not correct them, he did not remove them. This is also what brings an end to the ministry. Where you honor your family more than you honor God.
47 TBS, 67 TBP, 48 76 TAS, 0726 TAS. Misy dokotera mila mandeha zany eo an, dia ireo fiara zany mila esorina kely 47 TBS, 67 TBP, 48 76 TAS, 0726 TAS. Makasika katoko.
Everybody stand to your feet.
Ndao iary hitsangana daholo tsika rehetra.
Lift up your hands.
Asambaton tana tsika rehetra.
Eli was a great prophet.
Eli tena mpamina lehibe.
Ary
ny asa fanompony a.
Came to an end.
Misarana ny asa fanompony.
Why?
Satina won't.
Because he could not take the hard decisions about his family.
Satisma in and sama pakis from Mafija Markaskan and Kuna.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at me, everyone.
Tire Vanana Doreta.
Many churches
Tengunana Marwa
have got adulterous.
Nasu Sanga Sanga Wanism
sitting on top of the church.
Mpitake Wambunu Singuna.
And cannot be removed.
It's as Mutana Church is soon.
Fornicators,
Sanga Tang,
sitting on top of the church.
Mpetake Umbun Singunan
cannot be removed.
Charge soon.
Fornication is a human sin.
I need Sanga Tangana, the Utanul Utanul Mel.
Eli's sons were practicing fornication.
And Sanaki, Sanakala, Nilia, Nanawan San, Nano Sanga Tangan.
They were left in position.
They Napetakatum Kiran and his sons is left. Amen.
Listen.
Inuya.
When you read Paul's ministry, when you read about Paul writing to the
Corinthians,
he spoke strongly about
fornication.
So many of us here are into fornication.
Marom siketo wanatin sa
fornication.
Sabata umfahita matiyan.
If you do not do what is right,
na buceto no si tukneta wa,
the church will end.
Insara nang singuna.
So everybody is looking at me as though I'm talking to mass.
And that I'm to the same race company, Sanama, Pimba Walkers, and from whatever is a country.
But you understand what I'm talking about. Ask your neighbor, do you understand what he's talking about?
I'm telling you, okay, no, as long as I'm Sabatari San, Sanway.
Yeah. Some pastors are preaching to their girlfriends.
I'm his pastor, I'm 2 1 7.
Your girlfriend is sitting there looking at you, winking as you are preaching. She says,
"You know, to tell that is super no, not me over certain pipi masono in a prayer in."
Look, lift up your hand and let's pray, right?
That's a man who cannot even know his father's spirit, and
pray. Lord, help my ministry not to end as Eli's ministry ended. Help me to do what is
right. So, pray as a fan, put on my chief father and what I'm in the area. I pray on my nose, it took me a talk. What? I took a son.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Jesus.
Now, so what? I want to give you a prophetic word. Because I'm speaking in the realm of the spirit.
A
number of us here. Just like Eli, there is immorality and stealing of money in under you and in you and with you.
Mister,
this is what the Lord is saying. You see, this is part of the human behavior, but if you must not bow to it. And you must not give into it. Because the Bible says, if the foundation is removed, the righteous cannot be much.
So one be some secret sanya, what on your own band, what on your fafita vitana, fangalana na fula, peta kasim tueta sa wanatan sanmi, asa fan kusikenem.
This is the problem that he has.
This pastor,
listen to the word of the Lord.
Don't
just speak it, make me change.
As I'm being fortunate, in a man, raise a mutual few fun, man over few fun, fun, fun.
Make a change.
Man over fun, fun.
There must be a change of your soul.
Miss Sabbath, that's my job. Wow, I'm near, near, no.
Yes, yeah. Make a change.
Man over fun, fun.
Or whoever else is in whatever. And then continue the ministry.
It's all please me as a hand.
This is what the Lord is
saying. You
must be changed. You cannot continue in
faith
or walking. By sin.
Now if we are a man there one knees na fautan or knee and a fautan.
Holding a bag of sin.
Mtunda pokita na fautan.
It's not good.
See our son.
Yes, it will never work.
I'm a ton of sun. See us as a
yes. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Takatarabe San Tabata is Aksani.
From today,
Manutanwanya,
you must never preach to your girlfriend say, or even your girlfriends.
You know what?
Manutanwanya, some people, when they start sleeping with the choristers, they sleep with the choristers who be singing and winking at the pastor. They'll be singing, sitting there. What is this?
The Manutanwanya, she told them, Sipanotina, and the Sipanomar, yeah? Satin is Pastera, and Ramatur, the one Koran, La Reta, Reta, Inns and Sabbath Sane.
I think you don't know. They don't. These things I'm going to Mauritius.
Sadio and Mauritius and Sazana Rezan, Rezan Sadia.
What I'm preaching about it.
What I'm Sazana Rezan Savara Prisan, I'm sick of Rezan Rezan Sadia.
Beginning from this conference,
Manuka Pico Ferrostia,
make a change.
Manova Fusan, Manova Fanfan.
Don't just talk.
As I'm being Fusan.
Lift your hand and pray. Jesus. Let up us be delivered from the curse of
Eli.
Churches, the long-standing churches, new churches, give us the wisdom that Eli didn't have.
Yes.
Jesus
is the
name
we
pray.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Now the end of Saul's ministry. And Samuel said,
Saul,
I saw you on the
throne.
He would have been the king forever, but it ended. Why did it end? Because he was properly disobedient. Amen.
Amen.
And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the Lord, behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the heart of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Saul is one of the people that God called stubborn. Yes, I don't know anybody else where he called him stubborn. So from today, and he said stubbornness is like idolatry. Stubbornness is one of the most smelliest spiritual symptoms of all. Because God hates idolatry, idols.
And
something all through the Bible, you see God's anger with Israel was because of their idolatry. Is it not true? Why was God angry with Israel? Because they were always going to other gods. Now he says that stubbornness is like idolatry. Now that's serious. So anybody who is stubborn, that means you are resistant. That means you never see. You never obey.
Sumakatu means
you don't agree.
Sumanaiku means
you don't feel. You don't change your mind.
Sumanuva.
You are not soft.
You're not sumatsuch.
You are not pliable.
You're not safakami afakamuva.
You don't bend.
You're not smooth.
You are unbendable.
You're not safakamuva means
unchanging.
Sasu fine.
It's like you are an idol worshiper. God does not like this at all. So if you are a child, make sure your parent never says you are stubborn. Which means you never change.
Because
don't listen. You don't agree.
So my mate,
because God told Saul, don't do this. And he said, I'm not doing it. But you are doing this. And I'm not doing it. He was arguing with the prophet.
Such a thing in the matter. Some of the one thing is so this morning. I know you. They are saying, I know that all is here. Such a thing. Those are some of the people.
Yeah. If you are a husband and a wife, especially if you are a wife, I always say about the wife, because the husband is the head
in the Bible, God has chosen the husband as the head. So the temptation for stubbornness will be with the wife.
The
head will have other temptations. But the assistant will have other temptations. One of them is stubbornness. Make sure that you are never called a stubborn woman.
Yes.
Then, make sure. Yeah.
It's
only a good thing. That is what brought Saul's ministry to us.
Yes.
Yes. How long do we have meetings with you for? Like, how long to talk to you about one thing? It can take 3 hours of meetings, only you, 3 hours.
You know what? You know what? Tsunami is.
Some pastors can have argument, discussion. My microphone is poor, so please.
Miss Pastera, Miss Tolatina, you're the Missy Fifana Safana, the Tatan, the Bolam Fana Sabaso, Motalim Samari, the Wood Safon.
Hello? Yeah. They can have argument, discussion, till 4 a.m. in the morning.
Madabatoya, they got up married at the Fana Sabas, that is true.
Meeting, they are discussing. You cannot see the point. Starting from 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., still you don't see.
Miss Pastor,
I agree.
Miss Pastor,
3 a.m., 4 a.m., and you have to go to work in the morning. So you have to stop.
Miss Pastera, Manu Kamarena, Miss Marena, Akuranas, the Pit Parisa, the Sonic, Amrube, a full Bonachas, Amrube, full, Amrea, Pierre, Amrea, Kamarena, Bonachas, Yamisaka, never been a Matinia Sunday of you.
Do you have such things in Marena?
Miss Saveto Madagascar,
you don't change. You don't bend. You don't bow. You don't give in. You don't give up. You don't change. In the Bible, it is called stubbornness. And it is the cause for the end of your life in the ministry. The Bible says, if a man has a stubborn son,
they
should take him outside the city and execute him. From today, there will be no meeting that will last more than 5 minutes concerning you. 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes. One day Jesus said,
"What is Jesus in the mandate?
Oh, he is slow of heart to believe." It's not just believing, no. It's how fast you believe. Yes. How fast you believe. You must believe things faster. You must obey things faster. Yes. Yes. Because your life is finishing. I've been a Christian for so many years.
I am a Christian na tanatun to na maro.
Serving the Lord and working in the church.
Na numpo na demanta siya sa kaupingunan.
One of the things I've learned is that you must believe fast.
Nsa batara ni narapat bilang mimo sa injanan yun.
Amen.
Amen.
So today we have looked at the end of whose ministry. Number one, the end of who?
Is that the word sounds only as a fan pool and say it's a fan and one tell you for Lua and he's a for Lua.
End of Lucifer.
The fan and Lucifer is a Faru is a Faru.
End of Adam's ministry. Number three, the end of who?
And Fatel is.
End of Cain.
The fan and Cain.
Number four,
Fayevat.
The end of Sodom.
Sodom is an.
Number five,
Fatimi.
The end of Eli. What brought about the end of Eli?
I want to make us feel for an age.
Family. Immorality.
Shana Kasina.
And you want to make the changes.
See, it's good to know fun. Fun of it.
Yes. We didn't make the changes.
It's not a fan of Jesus.
Now, the next one is what?
Inna Manarak.
The end of Saul's ministry. The next one is the end of Absalom's ministry.
Manarak and Azam Fifaran, Yasafan Pun Absalom.
I have a book here. The Dangerous Sons.
Manana Pukia in here. Rosana come up with tools and what in.
Hey, now who was Absalom?
He's a guy, Absalom.
Absalom was a son of David.
Absalom is the son of David.
There are people who go around trying to say they are not sons. But no matter what you do, you are the son. Yes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul said, though you have 1,000 fathers, 1,000 instructors, you don't have many fathers. For in Christ I have begotten you in the gospel.
Which is then Paul from the man of the Tamara and all this, if feature, I know such as I don't care, I can know what I feel as a child of this.
Amen.
Amen.
There are people that I trained.
We should have said, you found,
I taught them.
Some of the Anatas,
I raised them up.
Some of the Anatas,
amen.
Amen.
They are my sons. Even my wife is my daughter. Because I trained her. I taught her. The word of God. I visited her. I ordained her. Consecrated her. Yeah. So even though she's my wife, she's my daughter.
Yeah.
Because I begotten her. You beget somebody when you stop, not create, but beget.
You're not saying that you are now
the person who exists.
You're not the Mexican, the Ulam Bais.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been.
Yes.
Many people can teach you, but some people cause you to exist.
Now,
Absalom was a very handsome man with long hair. He was noticeable. He was one of the great pastors and men of God. He was the son of David. But he is famous because he attacked his own father. Yes. Now there are some people in Tanarivo. You were trained by a pastor. You were appointed. You were ordained. Who helped you? You are not self-made. Nobody is self-made. We all come from somewhere, somewhere. And a number of people contribute to making you who you are. Instead of honoring them, instead of going to see them maybe at Christmas time to give them a present, the only present you have is accusations and insults. And criticisms. Criticisms of somebody who was there before you. People love to criticize pastors who have been there for some time. But you must be careful. When you attack your father, it is a curse. Yes. So you see, a lot of pastors are under curses.
The pastor can also own bamboo.
Yes. It's a curse.
Muslim.
Somebody said, I don't fear. I don't fear any curse.
This is something that's not what I'm Muslim. I mean,
no, nothing will happen to me.
This is what I'm.
It's a matter of pride. When God told Adam, you will die. When Adam ate the fruit, did he die?
Not please.
No.
So
his eyes rather were open. So I'm sure some people were saying, you see, I didn't die. You see, I didn't die. Robert, he's hiding better for me. Now I can see clearly.
So much what I'm
Maybe Adam started singing the song. I can see clearly now the
grace.
Adam was singing.
Miriam,
I can see clearly now the grace.
Sing it.
You can sing it.
Santa Miriam, Miriam, Miriam.
Adam didn't say that. No, you see, no curse is working. Look, I can see everybody now. I can see that clearly. I can see. No, look at that. I can see everybody. I can see girls, boys. I can see cool. I can see bad. Oh, man, I can see clearly now.
There was some mission there in the time. I saw cool. So, you know, for my time, I saw myself. So, my time, I saw myself. But I never, for my time, I made Sarah's hand.
It's a matter of time. And you will see the implications of curses. When you see the state of Africa, I wrote a book called How to Neutralize Curses.
Nanura Chapukewe, Aona, Amarana Wisdom.
I don't know what to explain our situation.
Sekwe Aona Nana Safana Sava, Misekom
Siki. Yeah. When you see Israel,
Refahitana Israel,
what has happened to them?
Msavakam Siwam
Sava. I don't know how to explain.
Sekwe Aona Mana Sava.
Except you believe that is
Jesus.
That's like in the Bible.
Super good.
Yeah. Those of you pastors who say don't fear curses.
Now, the pastor, I'm not sure. It's not what I'm losing.
When we close, kneel down before the man of God who helped you and who blessed you.
If I'm a man, I'm sick of man, who are leader, and I say, and if I'm not a man, send to town, and also, and I'm here now.
And apologize for every dishonor and wickedness that you have brought upon him through your life. Those of you say, I don't
care.
Let God touch your heart.
Be humble.
Be humble. Yes, respect God. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I remember a man was an assistant pastor to a church. And his senior pastor, who loved him, traveled abroad for 6 weeks. He had 3,000 members. 3,000. When the pastor came back from the holiday, the man said, "I have decided to leave the church today." The day that you have arrived. The pastor said, "Don't do that."
The pastor said,
"No, no." He said, "No, no." God told me to leave now. So he left. And you know what happened? When he left, for 6 weeks, he has spoken to all the
people,
and all of them left. And the pastor was left with 18 members. How many?
Zero.
18, including his wife, his children, and their servants in the house.
Yes.
Him. The pastor told me himself. He said, "Bishop, my whole life work, it was calling the bee."
Zechariah 5:3 and 4.
There is a curse in the house of a thief,
our champ,
and the curse shall fly.
I need to use the wood.
They shall consume the timber and the water in the house. Until the whole house is consumed. A serious one. Now, within a few weeks, this pastor, who had all the 3,000 members,
terrorists.
I sound like terrorists.
terrorist.
This pastor who had the terrorist ministry.
Le pastor landa na na una terrorista.
He was fasting. You see, Christians, we do bad things and mix it with prayer, fasting, and Bible verses.
Chicken san Christian na.
Anyway, so he was fasting.
In fact,
and he became unconscious. Yes, he became unconscious. Now, the pastor who had now only 18 members, he was like a father to this man. They called him to the hospital to come and pray for him. He told me, "I went to the hospital and I prayed for him. I visited him. But he could not make it." Within 6 months, he was dead. From the day that he took the whole church.
You
know, I'm saying this because there are people who do not believe in Jesus. Yes. But if you are spiritual, you must respect Jesus. One day, a certain man told his wife,
So he told me, be content.
Don't you
take two.
Be content. Because you could see that he was not content. He was not okay. He wanted more things. Take two. Watch out for pastors who are not content. All you are not after anointing, you are after clothes and money and silver and gold. Look at some of the great people that God has given to us. I don't know which great people I can say. Maybe John Wesley.
What have I come to know about John Wesley?
Or Bonnke.
Nakue Bonnke.
Who else do you know who is a great man of God?
Is a kuni who lela le pena de mata fata tika what?
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham or what?
You don't get the feeling that they want things.
But you're not someone on a fat sapana. Zane mila sapa tata rio.
I want money.
We need a fool.
I want something.
We need a savage.
No one has that.
You can't
love mammon and also love God.
You're not I don't want to be another man.
Anytime you have a man of God who now shifts and becomes more money preaching, more always preaching money prosperity, you see that his anointing changes.
So what
and he changes and his ministry changes. And then it starts to end. When churches are ending, they don't end in a day like Sodom and Gomorrah. They end gradually.
And if I'm far enough,
This is a big problem. Churches don't end such like in one day. Slowly.
Gehazi.
A man seeking for money. What's the famous pastors today? It's about cars,
shara,
it's about money,
fula,
it's about gold,
fula mera,
it's about silver,
fula foot.
The end.
Yes.
The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils in the ministry. Apply it everywhere. The root of evil in your marriage. You'll be surprised that the love of money is at somewhere there. The root of evil in your church. You'll be surprised that money is somewhere. I ask for Gehazi. Big anointing, he was living next to Elisha. Unfortunately, he did not receive that.
So for I am the worst.
We are the Gehazi generation. This is the Gehazi generation. Gehazi generation. We have loved money rather than the anointing. I'm thinking about all of us. We are the ones who preach about money most.
She can do things full of being.
Oh, I'm lying. Hey, I think they are angry with me. I'm going to.
What are they struggling to let one day when they want to
shout? We are the houses.
She can't even care. I see them so on so.
We have promoted prosperity ideas.
She can't even know that I'm going to say that I'm going to say that I'm.
May God have mercy on us. May we return to seek after the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
May we return to seek for the Holy Spirit. Elisha, he said, give me double portion of the anointing. Gehazi said, give me double portion of clothes and What does it lead to?
In the Nefaran list to the Nakais.
The end.
Sifaran.
May your ministry listen.
You know,
every pastor here who is money, 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 money pastor.
Red pastor, the pastor, red pepper, fuller, 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 fuller.
That's why you are poor.
San Mapansanado.
Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Katsawa Lufa Katana de Mans.
And all these things, people are dying for. They will be given to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God knows that we need them.
But
there is no need to give up your ministry for that. I once asked a pastor. Because I used to see him on television. I said, why do you always preach about money? Everything is about money. Millions, this, that.
It's
a grasping spirit. What is the mark of the beast? What is the mark of the beast? In the book of Revelation. The one that is going to be put on everybody who will not enter. It's the mark of buying and selling. It's the mark of buying and selling. All my books. If you want them, we have them. Are we doing that all to all? Does anybody know? All.
You can
have them free. I give my book free. The ones that are not printed, these are somebody has printed it.
Free.
I write and I give you free.
It's not a business.
And I don't want them that mark. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I think our time is almost up now. But let me just say the end of the church. Jesus said, this gospel shall be preached. Amen.
Amen.
And then the end will come. Amen.
Amen.
So the end of the world will come through the preaching of the gospel.
And preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand to your feet. Now, the end of Gehazi.
Sefaran Gehazi.
That's what I told you is the end of the world. Sorry, not the end of the church.
This world is going to end.
Before you go out, lift your hands with me and let's pray. Let's pray. It's a very frightening message. The church must send or it will end. What brings
time?
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessing that is flowing in this building. Lift your hand high, Holy Spirit is moving in a very special way. Many who are in the ministry, this is a message And this is only part of the message. For you.
One hour.
Just lift your hand and thank God. Open your eyes to how things can end. How things can be brought to an end. The end of Adam. By listening to another voice. The end of Lucifer. Through his pride. The end of Eli. Through his immorality of his children. The end of Absalom. The end of Saul. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Supposed to take some strong decisions. I sense, how many of you sense you need to take some strong decisions? Let me pray with you about your decisions. And Father, I pray for everyone hearing your spirit speaking. Let them be strength for decision taking. In the name of Jesus. Receive grace. Somebody watching me online. Grace to turn around from being an Absalom. That is ending your life. But there's also somebody with a latchet. And this message is intended for you. But I did not get to that part this morning. But the Lord is saying that your church will end unless you turn around concerning some issues in this whole message.
So what? You started saying, "Guna mbea no yura." You do not believe that can be saved for his sake.
The Lord Himself open your eyes.
And to be the mission that you can must know.
And as we close right now, I want us to pray the same prayer we prayed at the beginning. Who is blind but my servant? Put your hands and say, "Lord, open my eyes
and give me revelation."
somebody else, you are also saying but there is no solution. There's no solution to what you are saying. I have a problem, but there is no solution. That is what the Lord is saying. There is a solution. There is a solution. There is a solution. Oh, yes. There is. Only that God has just shown it to you, but He's showing it to you now. Lift your hand. The Lord Himself give you light. I show you revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.